Lindell TV is pleased to present the Sentinel Report with your host, Alex Newman. Alex has written for a wide array of publications in the United States and abroad. He currently serves as a contributor to Epoch Times and foreign correspondent and senior editor for the New American Magazine. Alex is the author of several books and has been a guest on countless radio and television programs and is a much sought-after conference speaker. Alex is best known for his reporting and research that has exposed the dangers and agenda of globalism. As the father of five children, Alex is working to defend faith, family, and freedoms from the hostile philosophies and ideas that are contrary to the Bible and the United States Constitution. And now, here is your host, Alex Newman.
Welcome, everybody, to the Sentinel Report. Thank you for joining us today on Frank Speech or whatever network you're watching us on. We sure appreciate you tuning in, and we hope that our half an hour with you every day is valuable. Speaking of value, we wanted to bring on today somebody who knows quite a bit about gold and silver. Now, full disclosure, I've been stacking gold and silver since I was in college. I started buying silver back when it was, I think, about $7.50 or $8 an ounce. Started buying gold back when it was around $600 an ounce. It's maybe three times that today. So I've been collecting a little bit here and a little bit there over the years. Joining us today is our first guest, and we'll have another guest later on today from the military about what's happening with the shots and so on. And we have a brief news segment. But joining us today first is Michael Weiner. He is a senior advisor at Swiss America. He is doing incredible work there. He's been in the gold and silver industry for more than three decades. He's done over $1 billion in transactions, and he's been featured on many, many talk shows before, including our own Brandon Houses here on Frank Speech. He did a TV show. It's called Let's Talk Gold and Silver. Had some very prominent guests. He was a guest on Wall Street Week, and he's been doing this for a very long time. Knows a lot about the industry. Michael Weiner, thank you very much for joining us today. It's great to have you. And you know, tell us right now, with inflation just kind of surging out of control, but at the same time, gold prices and silver prices seemingly getting hammered. What's going on in the markets? I mean, you know, we reported a few weeks ago that some J.P. Morgan traders were convicted of price manipulation. But what in the world is happening in the markets? How do we make sense of this?
Intelligently, Alex, you talk a lot about globalization. You know, what used to be a normal market years ago, like in 79 or even in 2008, gold reacted in a very positive way as all these inflationary issues came about. Right now, it's being suppressed. It's being suppressed globally by banks, and even more importantly, by our main enemy, and that's China. China right now, as of this last month, it's right now, has imported more gold than they ever have in history. Yet the gold price is down. Why? Because gold, Donald Trump had a great way of watching currencies. This administration doesn't care. China is manipulating currencies. The US dollar is at all-time highs for no fundamental reason. With the dollar so high, it forces the price of gold down and allows China, Russia, and Iran, by the way, is buying gold right now, to purchase it at lower prices. The manipulation will come to an end, and when it does, we will see a very active gold market. But right now, the people that we are worried about are the exact ones who are accomplishing their goals with the gold market right now, which actually could be a benefit for those who want to sit back and take advantage of a dip in the market, period.
Yeah, that's fascinating. And, you know, I've been watching the manipulation. In fact, I've been covering the manipulation of prices for over a decade. Of course, the Federal Reserve has been caught red-handed. We saw Alan Greenspan famously admit that as the price of gold rises, we're going to lease more and more into the markets. Truly extraordinary why they have this obsession with keeping the price low. I guess it helps them cover up the inflation. I do want to talk a little bit about the inflation. You know, we just passed the Inflation Reduction Act. The government promises they're working on it. What do you think? Can we expect more inflation, or is this Inflation Reduction Act going to get it under control?
I think Democrats have a great way of coming up with names that mean absolutely nothing. So it's just like the Affordable Care Act, which is actually the Unaffordable Care Act. So, you know, the reality is, I, on another show recently, talked about what I call financial COVID. What I mean by that is we all went through an administration that was being empowered running our life. They told us when we go to the church, when we go get a haircut, when we go to the gym, when we go to the bank. And they loved that power. Nobody would vote for a mayor, just like nobody would work with a congressman who told them they were going to hire 87,000 IRS agents. But they literally do it. Now, right now, we're sitting back and looking at the situation where financial COVID is all about every time something gets worse, they make it worse. So they talk about inflation. The worst thing you could do during inflation is spend money. They spend money. When they talk about a recession and they say, hey, we've got a recession, they say, well, that's not what we call a recession. We call it something else. So you can call a duck, but it's still a duck. I mean, you know, you can come up with different names, but it's a recession. I mean, I did go to business school and I did go to get a master's in finance. And I can tell you right now that we are in a recession. So they want to call it something. And when they don't recognize the problem, that's the issue. And why they are doing this, Alex, if you ever followed Franklin Roosevelt in 1933, he impoverished the nation. He devalued the dollar. He destroyed the economy. And for 10 years, the worst year of the Depression was 1939. Legitimately, everybody voted for him. Why? Because he fed them. That's exactly what they want to do here. They want us to buy the cars they want us to buy, even though we don't have the power to even do double the amount that exists. They want us to buy the food they want us to buy. They want to do the farms they want us to. They feel they have a better idea on everything and we should do what they say. And that's what I say is financial COVID. If they destroy the economy, then they're going to sit back and you're going to run to them and say, please handle my bank account. Please handle my stock account. Take over my IRA. Watch for it for me. Please. It's a matter of fear. So what gold does is it empowers you. If you own it privately under the law, you can take advantage of it and you can store it yourself, have it, and be able to get to it. It's financial security, as well as gold IRAs, which goes back to Ronald Reagan. He created gold IRAs because just like he told you, if somebody from the government knocked on your door and he told you not to answer it. At the end of the day, the same thing went with the IRAs. He wanted people to own something in a retirement plan that the government did not have direct access to. We help with all that. But not paying attention to this is crazy.
Yeah, really. Michael, you're a senior advisor at Swiss America. You guys do gold and silver. And you guys have a free report right now that people can get if they call or text 602-702-4190. Reagan, please put that number up on the screen. It's 602-702-4190. We've only got a couple minutes left in this segment, Michael, but I want to ask you about the war on financial privacy. We see the Biden administration now pushing out executive orders to look at central bank digital currencies. We see the push for a cashless society. What in the world is going on? Why are they so determined to destroy our privacy? And how can they get this report where they can learn more? And again, Reagan, please put that number up on the screen.
Let me put it to you this way. If they can control your life, they can control your money. They want to know when you go buy a pack of bubblegum. So they don't want anything private. They put in bail-in and the Dodd-Frank's law. The reality is it's a matter of control. If they it all goes back to that. Just like when they what they did to President Trump by going into his walking all over the Fourth Amendment. They don't care. They have no respect for the Constitution. They have no respect for the Supreme Court. And the only other literal privacy you have is your money. And if they take that away from you, they control you. And that's exactly what they're trying to do right now. And that's exactly what we try to work against. But don't expect it to get better, because even if we win in literally 60 days or less or whatever, understand the fact that it's going to be World War III. What did Barack Obama do in 2012, Alex? He turned around and did, after he lost the Congress, the Senate, most of the state houses across the country, he ran the country under executive order, just like Biden's doing today. So we've got our hands full in front of us. You have a window of opportunity right now to take action, and don't expect anything to get better unless you take action yourself. This is a stand-up time like you do every day.
Hey, well, I appreciate it very much, Michael. Again, if people want to get in touch and get that free report, it's 602-702-4190. Michael, thank you for joining us. We'll get you back. So many important issues on the financial front. We're just out of time for this segment, but we appreciate it. Thank you, sir. And again, if folks want to contact you, that number right there, 602-702-4190. You can get that free investment packet and learn about the war on your cash. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you very much.
All right, folks, we're going to go to our first break. We'll be right back after this with some news, and we got a very special guest for you after that. Stay tuned.
Hello, everyone. I hope you're enjoying the Sentinel Report with Alex Newman. We're so happy to have him over here at Lindell TV, and I hope you're enjoying his show. Great content. You know what? You can all support him and Lindell TV by getting the best special ever right now. We have on sale, using that promo code Newman, we have our slippers. They're normally $139.98, the biggest savings you'll ever have. You save $90. They're only $49.98. These have a 60-day money-back guarantee. If you don't like them, I guarantee, though, they're going to be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. They have a patented impact gel and other technology that took over a year to develop. You guys, these are the best. You can wear them like shoes. They look great. Everywhere I go in the country, this is what they're talking about me, about my slippers. They're going, how did you come up with them? It's amazing. They're great. And it really is true. They are great. And so use that promo code Newman here, and you're going to save $90. You get them for $49.98. Also, right here, if you order today using that promo code, you're going to get a free copy of my book. Oh, there it is. The buy one, get one free is still available here at frankspeech.com. Look at that. You get a buy one pill, get another one absolutely free. A set of sheets. I didn't see that. A set of sheets. You get any set of sheets and you get another one of equal or greater of equal value, absolutely free. You have the pillows. Buy one, get another one, absolutely free. The roll and go anywhere pillows, the flags with God, all things are possible. You guys, we have over 50 selections there. You got to get in and check those out. I use those more than I use my cell phone. And there's the towels. Buy one 6-pack set, get another one absolutely free. Once again, thank you for all your support here at Lindell TV. Thanks for watching the Sentinel Report, and thank you and God bless.
All right, welcome back, folks. Do check out MyPillow.com and use that promo code Newman. We appreciate it so much, and we love those products. In fact, my mom and my wife both said they can't sleep anymore without those pillows, and those slippers are just something else. So you can support this show, and you can support a great company and get some great products for your home and your personal life just by going to MyPillow.com. And if you use that promo code Newman, you get up to 2/3 off the sticker price, or even some buy one, get one freeze. All right, folks, a brief news segment here. A lot of important stuff going on. It's like the Biden administration is lighting fires everywhere, hoping to keep us off balance. But federal appeals court just ruled on Thursday that Arkansas cannot enforce its ban on mutilating children's genitals. Yep. A three-judge panel on the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals affirmed this crazy ruling, saying that Arkansas cannot ban what they call gender-affirming surgery and hormone treatments and all the rest of it. Folks, as far as I'm concerned, and as far as the American College of Pediatrics is concerned, this is child abuse. And yet it is happening under the guise of medicine. They are surgically mutilating little children. And now the federal courts have ruled that that must continue, even in states where laws have been passed prohibiting it. Meanwhile, the professional race hustler Al Sharpton has declared that there will be a demise of Donald Trump. He says nothing that wicked can last forever. And we just learned something really, really interesting from Mark Zuckerberg. Yeah, Mark Zuckerberg. I want to show you this video. It is truly unbelievable, the revelation. Listen to this.
How do you guys handle things when they're a big news item that's controversial? Like, there was a lot of attention on Twitter during the election because of the Hunter Biden laptop story, the New York Post.
Yeah, we had that too.
Yeah, so you guys censored that as well?
So we took a different path than Twitter. Basically, the background here is the FBI, I think, basically came to us, some folks on our team, and was like, hey, just so you know, like, you should be on high alert. There was we thought that there was a lot of Russian propaganda in the 2016 election. We have it on notice that basically there's about to be some kind of dump of that's similar to that. So just be vigilant. So our protocol is different from Twitter's. What Twitter did is they said you can't.
All righty, folks. So the FBI encouraged big tech to shut down news reports that reflected badly on a political candidate. And then they raided the opponent of that political candidate. I mean, this stuff just gets totally crazy. And you want to know something even crazier? Joe Biden has just come out and said that MAGA, Make America Great Again, is semi-fascistic. Oh, irony alert, right? The White House collaborating with big tech to shut down free speech. And the fascist is somehow Donald Trump. Unbelievable, folks. Unbelievable. Next week, we will have Dr. Shiva Ayaduri here. He was the first one to conclusively prove that it was the government ordering all these big tech companies to deplatform, silence, censor dissidents, especially those who expose election fraud. You're definitely going to want to stay tuned for that. We'll have that next week for you. Also, folks, some incredible revelations on Dennis Montgomery from the Moment of Truth Summit. I was on Pete Santilli's show yesterday. We were talking about it. I am digging into it now. This is huge. So we're going to have much more for you in the weeks ahead, folks. This is one of the biggest stories in American history. Also, Marjorie Taylor Greene has been swatted again, right? We just reported earlier this week they swatted her house. That's when they send SWAT teams to her house. They say that somebody was shot or whatever. So here's what Marjorie Taylor Greene said. So what that is someone wanted to get me killed, okay? They wanted to send the police to my house into a situation where they thought there was a murder happening in hopes that the police would kill me or someone else in my home. Folks, I said it last time and I'll say it again. That's twice in 2 days. This is attempted murder. Okay, when you send a SWAT team to somebody's house and tell them that there's shooting or murders going on there, those police go in there all pumped up on adrenaline. They don't know what they're walking into. They're expecting bullets flying everywhere. That is attempted murder, okay? And these people must be held accountable. They did it to Stu Peters not too long ago, and they're doing it to more and more dissidents. This is incredibly dangerous. It's got to stop. Meanwhile, the Department of Homeland Security has finally announced that it will be terminating its disinformation governance board. But if you know anything about the way the federal bureaucracy works, you can be sure it'll be back with a different name under a different guise, but it will remain. Also, I thought this was funny. This shows you how few people watch CNN. CNN stole some of my footage and aired it on their terrible fake news network. There you see an image from that. That's me interviewing a wonderful sheriff out of Kansas who's investigating election fraud. So CNN aired that on their fake news network, and nobody even told me. I mean, I know thousands of people all over the world, and nobody said, hey, I saw you on CNN. It was an attempt to make Sheriff Mack look bad because of all these wonderful sheriffs who are exposing and investigating election fraud. I was at the Freedom Fest moderating that panel of sheriffs, and so I interviewed them afterwards, and CNN thought it'd be cute to air that on their silly little fake news network. Finally, folks, energy rationing coming to virtually all Western European countries this year. Even Switzerland and Germany, some of the most prosperous places in the world, are facing energy rationing. Not good, not good at all. Coming soon to a theater near you. Folks, we're going to go to break. We'll be right back with some very special guests. Stay tuned.
Are you concerned about your child's education? Have you considered looking into alternatives to public school but don't know where to start? Greater Than I Ministries will give you the tools you need with a free home educator's kit and 15% off our Thinking Like a Christian Biblical Worldview video series. Available on DVD or streamed to your home or device, this series will thoroughly equip you and your family with the truth you need about the battle of ideas being waged against our families and our nation. And our free Home Educators Kit will provide you with links directly connecting you with all the resources you need if you're considering rescuing your children from the public indoctrination schools. Go to gtimin.com and click the green banner at the top to receive your free Home Educators Kit and 15% off our Thinking Like a Christian Worldview video series. Again, that's gtimin.com and click the green banner at the top. You'll be glad you did.
All right, welcome back, folks. Go check out Greater Than I Ministries. It is a wonderful ministry. The founder is just an incredible human being, and the resources they put out are just wonderful for your church or for your family. I've used them in my home with my family, and it's critical, folks, that we get back to a biblical worldview. It's just absolutely essential if we're going to restore our country and our families and our churches and our businesses and all the rest of it. I want to welcome our next guests, folks, Sergeant First Class Jesus Cano. He was actually born in Mexico but came here to the United States as a child. I lived in Mexico more years than any other place. A little fun fact. But Sergeant Cano has a really interesting story. He joined the Army Reserve in 2000 to pursue the dream that he had for his family and, of course, to serve his adopted country. He's been here since he was 4 years old. He was deployed in 2002 to Uzbekistan to support the operation in Afghanistan. And he has just been a wonderful patriot and a loyal soldier, putting his life on the line for the United States of America. Then along came the vaccine mandates, and they basically told him, hey, you either take it or you're in big trouble. And by the way, all those benefits that you thought you had earned for yourself, for your children, et cetera, yeah, we're going to be taking those back too. Folks, this is disgusting. It's such an abuse of power. And we're going to keep bringing you guests like this. We've had some already, and we're going to be bringing many more. Also with us is Brian Festa. He's a civil rights attorney. He's with We the Patriots USA, and he is representing people in the military who are resisting this COVID tyranny, these mandates. I mean, now the government at this point admits the vaccines don't work. They don't protect you from anything. It's simply crazy that this is happening. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. Sergeant Cano, give us the abbreviated version of your story. What have they done here?
Well, they've done several things. In July was the second process, what they were looking for, or second phase. So in July, they stopped paying anybody who wasn't vaccinated if you went to battle assemblies. Now, the problem that that causes is if you don't show that you're receiving pay, then you're an unsatisfactory participant. So that begins the paperwork to show that you're an unsatisfactory soldier. But recently what they've done is, because we know that a lot of the vaccines that they use, or a lot of the medicines that they use stem cell research. So they use stem cells of aborted fetuses to research how their vaccines are going to work, or their gene therapy is going to work. So that was something that I'm against, is abortion. So now they've come out with the new vaccine, which is the Novavax. And for me, honestly, I've lost all faith and confidence in government, in what the lies that they've told us. And what I've seen is how they turn their back on you if you don't toe the line, not only the military personnel, but also the medical personnel who were out there when the pandemic was started. You know, they were out there working, doing whatever they could to help people. But then when the vaccine came out, if none of them received the vaccine, they got rid of them. So you have a feeling that maybe they're getting rid of the people who would fight against the tyranny that's going on in government.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what's going on, Sergeant Cano, and I've seen this pattern. It's happening all in the federal agencies. They're ousting everybody from the FBI who won't submit to this madness. Brian, you're an attorney. You're working on numerous cases involving these mandates. Is this legal? Is the government allowed to do this?
Well, no, they're not allowed to disregard your religious freedom, your religious beliefs. They are subject, of course, as the federal government, they are subject to the United States Constitution. And the First Amendment, the first part of the First Amendment, tells us that you shall have free exercise of religion, and the government shall not impede that in any way. So, let alone Title VII, all right? That's a whole nother issue, because Title VII of the Civil Rights Act also prohibits discrimination on the basis of religion and employment. But even setting that aside, you know, they are violating the United States Constitution. So they have a lot to answer for here. We plan to file this lawsuit on Sergeant Cano's behalf, you know, on the basis of religious discrimination. And we have a fundraiser for him at WePatriotsUSA.org. Times are tough, and this was part of their orchestrated plan, I believe, to squeeze us out economically so that we can't fight back against these things. And so we have had in a little bit of trouble raising funds for him. So we're asking people, you know, to please come out and show support. This guy is an American hero. Three combat deployments. He served valiantly in Afghanistan. This guy, 21 years, and has transferred his GI benefits to his children as well. And they want to take all of that away and discharge him without honors from the U.S. military, simply over a shot that the CDC now admits doesn't really even work.
Yeah, it is such an abuse. It's such an atrocity that's happening. And we've had other guests on who are in similar situations. It's just an abomination. Sergeant Kano, you know, final thoughts. We've only got a couple minutes left, but, you know, you served our country for a long time. You put your life on the line for our country. You know, just talk about your feelings about, you know, what's happening here to our country, and how do we get back to a proper understanding of freedom and religious liberty and respect for our men and women in the armed services?
Well, in my opinion, I feel that we fell asleep. Life has become very simple. We have cell phones. We can contact each other. We have computers, access to everything 24/7. No one is going back to the old ways when you had to struggle. And biblically, we see that in all biblical stories, we know that it wasn't roses all the time. Some of those apostles had to go through difficult times, and that created character in them, made them stronger for the future. So big tech has done this to us. They've made it so easy that I can just mention something, and the next thing I look on online, they've already pulling it up because they're listening to what I'm talking about. They're listening to what I'm doing. They're putting this into their algorithms. So we ourselves need to become independent, and we need to think of each other. That's the other thing, is because we've become so separated, we're not thinking of each other. But I've seen it when we're in war, where the guy next to you is the only option you have. So you help each other out. You love each other.
Yeah, amen. Sergeant Kano, Brian, we really appreciate you guys coming on the program. Brian Festa, WePatriotsUSA.org if you want to learn more or support them. Gentlemen, thank you for all that you're doing for our country and for our freedom. We appreciate it. And hopefully we'll get you back on soon with good news.
Thank you. God bless.
God bless you too. All righty, folks. We are out of time, and I tell you, it just passes so quickly every day. It's like unbelievable. But I want to thank you for tuning in, folks. If you're watching us live right now on Lindell 2, coming up next will be Roger Stone with the Stone Zone. If you're watching the rebroadcast of this on Lindell 1, stay tuned because there's going to be some great content coming up as well. And if you're watching us on one of the other networks that have picked up this broadcast, thank you for tuning in. Visit frankspeech.com. Go to mypillow.com. Use that promo code Newman. Support the show. Support the network and a great American company while getting great stuff for you, for your family, and for your home. God willing, we shall be back next week with a whole lot more, including Dr. Shiva Ayaduri exposing the direct connection between the propagandists in the government and the censors in social media and the big tech companies trying to shut down all free speech. I am Alex Newman. This is the Sentinel Report. Until next time, God bless you all.